time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back in to Mining Stock Daily. I'm Trevor Hall.
And I'm Paul Harris.
And today is Thursday, January 13th. On Wednesday, both gold and silver staged a nice move higher that got started after the routine price takedown that occurs after the London AM price fix. Gold ran up to $1,815 per ounce to as high as $1,828 before settling at $1,826. Silver moved sharply higher from $22.68 per ounce to as high as $23.25 before settling at $23.17. Percentage-wise, silver outperformed gold a little more than 3-1. The Mining Stock Journal said that the CPI came in a little hotter than expected, sending the dollar into a tailspin and catapulting the metals higher. Technically speaking, gold is now solidly above that key 50 and 200-day moving averages. Silver closed right at its 50-day moving average, but has a lot of work to do to get over that 200 DMA. The gold-silver ratio dropped to 78. It's down from the recent high of 82.
The Mining Stock Journal commented that the falling gold-silver ratio is yet another technical indicator that puts a check in the bullish column for the sector. The mining stocks responded bullishly to the move in the metals, with the GDX jumping 1.83% and closing on its 50-day moving average. With sentiment in the sector still highly tentative, and with India and China exhibiting good demand for physical gold, the Mining Stock Journal believes the ingredients are in place for a nice move higher in the sector. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers in a moment, but first a mention of today's sponsor.
This Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is brought to you by Integra Resources. Integra Resources is advancing the past-producing DeLamar Project in southwestern Idaho. The company has continued to demonstrate resource growth and conversion through greenfield and brownfield exploration and plans on delivering a pre-feasibility study in Q4 2021 to further de-risk and advance the project towards permitting. Integra Resources trades on the TSXV under ITR and the NYSE American under ITRG.
And here's what you need to know this morning. Ascot Resources announced additional assay results this morning from the 2021 exploration drill program at its premier gold project in British Columbia, Canada, which included the remainder of the assay results from drilling at the Day Zone. Assays returned 58.6 grams per ton gold and 24.8 grams per ton silver over 1.9 meters, where the company is internally evaluating preliminary stope shapes for potential extraction early in the mine life at Big Missouri. The company says the final outstanding assay results from last year are now being received and will be released in the coming weeks. Ascot trades on the TSX with AOT and on the OTCQX with AOTVF.
In Mexico, Endeavor Silver has agreed to acquire the Pitarrilla project in Durango from SSR Mining for $70 million and a 1.25% net smelter returns royalty. Pitarrilla is an undeveloped silver, lead and zinc project with a historical measured and indicated resource of 164.8 million tons grading 99 grams per ton silver, containing 525 million ounces. Pitarrilla adds to the company's development pipeline, which includes the Terronera and Parral projects in Mexico. Endeavor Silver trades on the TSX under EDR and on the NYSE under EXK.
A newfound gold expanded the high-grade gold zone at the Keats Footwall at its Queensway project near Gander in Newfoundland, returning 2.45 meters grading 56.69 grams per ton in hole 407. That hole was cut a second vein in the Keats Footwall zone, which returned 2.9 meters grading 4.89 grams per ton. The company said the area between the Keats main zone and the Appleton fault zone is the of high priority because it has been subjected to the same gold-bearing fluids and related deformation responsible for producing the Keats main zone. Newfound gold trades on the TSX Venture under NFG and on the NYSE with NFGC.
In Chile now, Hot Chile announced drilling results from its Cortadera copper-gold deposit, which continues to expand it ahead of a global resource update for its Costa Fuego development later this quarter. Highlights included 156 metres grading 0.4% copper and 0.1 gram per tonne gold from surface, including 32 metres grading 0.5% copper and 0.2 grams per tonne gold, or 0.6% copper equivalent. The company plans to update the Cortadera resource later during the March quarter to include 46,000 metres of additional drilling completed last year. This will upgrade inferred resources to indicated, as well as providing a global resource for the Costa Fuego development, with the inclusion also of the Productora resource. A combined pre-feasibility study will follow in the September quarter. Hot Chili debuted on the TSXV at the start of this month, having raised 30 million Canadian in its IPO in December. Hot Chili trades on the ASX and TSXV under HCH and on the OTCQB under HHLKF.
Western Copper and Gold announced the appointment of Ken Inquist as COO to oversee operations at the Casino Copper Gold Deposit in the Yukon. Inquist brings nearly 30 years of leadership and extensive development experience overseeing the de-risking and advancement of numerous mining projects from early stage exploration through startup and operations. Most recently, he was COO of First Mining Gold, where he worked in the Spring Pole Gold Project, and he previously led the infrastructure engineering for the underground design of Oyu Tolgoi in Mongolia with Rio Tinto. Western Copper and Gold trades on the TSX and NYSE American under WRN.
It's been a busy week for production numbers throughout the industry as well. Today, Equinox Gold announced record production for the quarter of over 210,000 ounces of gold to boost its annual gold production by 26% compared to the prior year. Wesdome Gold Mine's total gold production hit almost 124,000 ounces of gold, up 37% from the prior year. The company's 2022 guidance is up to 180,000 ounces of production, which would be a 45% increase over 2021. And in the copper space, Amerigo Resources produced 63.4 million pounds of copper at an average cash cost of $1.75 per pound. Annual copper production was 4% over guidance due to receiving a higher fresh amount of tailings, tonnage, and grade.
Paul, anything sticking out for you this year with these production numbers coming in from year end? You've been paying any close attention?
I think in general, companies are producing on guidance or even over guidance, which considering we come out of a sort of a COVID related year is pleasantly surprising.
Yeah, and higher input costs. You know, energy prices were soaring. That's a huge input for these companies.
Yeah, and I think it also, you know, companies are looking to make hay while the sun shines. You know, we've got historically high gold prices, historically high copper prices, so companies are looking to maximize their benefit from that.
Yeah, all right. Well, Paul, this is the last morning briefing of the week. We'll be back later today with some more market commentary and some corporate updates, and then we'll get prepared for the big Friday morning long form tomorrow. So that concludes today's morning briefing. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends over at the Junior Mining Network. Till later today, I'm Trevor Hall.
And I'm Paul Harris.
Have a great day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.